For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to Atomic Radio Hour. We are a post-nuclear podcast, but most importantly, I forgot the intro.
Just keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. Let's try and, like, not edit at all. Since we're in the same room, let's just keep it easy.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Flowing. So, I am your regular host, Declan.
And I'm your beep-boop-boop-beep-beep-boop-beep host, Vince.
It's good to see you, Vince. Like, actually in the flesh.
Yeah, we're in a room together.
We're in the same room, and it's been literal months.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, like, I saw you, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, but I was gonna say, we say, like, it's been literal months, like, you just walked in the door from Albuquerque.
No, but, like, it's been months since we recorded together.
Yeah. What, together? Yeah, you're not wrong.
Because we always record remote, but now...
How far are you? Like, 400 miles?
Yeah-ish. Yeah. Yeah, about 400 or 500 miles.
It's at least a tank of gas to get to you.
Yeah, depending on how good of a car you have. But we are going to be doing an Atomic Radio half hour because the holidays...
Why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling.
You're very loud.
I'm sorry. This is how I usually talk when I'm
really?
Recording. Yeah. Because I like to sit back and kind of, you know...
I didn't know. I haven't recorded with you in a room in a while.
Yeah. But we're doing an Atomic Radio half hour... Because, why are you laughing at me?
Just keep going, dude.
Because we're doing a half hour because we are exhausted from the holiday season. We've all been running around with our different traditions and family. And we just need a holiday break. So we're going to keep it a little bit short and sweet for you guys today. And we're going to start with our lore. And because we're still in the holiday season, you get another gift from me.
Yeah. Well, you did it on the other half hour we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. That's why we have half hours.
Because they're short and easy for you.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I need a break.
Oh, yeah, you put so much work into this. So, today
Don't fucking say it like I'm an asshole.
No.
You're like, oh, you put so much work.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I was genuine. No, I was being genuine.
No,
you put a shit ton of work into it.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying to you.
No, it's fine, whatever.
I'm serious.
No, it's cool here.
Well...
No, but, like, what did you mean by it?
I meant that you are actually put a lot of effort into this.
No, but that's not how you said it.
Sorry if my cadence was off.
All right, we'll get into the lore.
Fuck you. You can get into the lore.
Fuck you, get into the lore. Fuck.
But we're going to talk about iBots for our lore. And iBots, you've probably seen them in the Fallout games. They are these beautiful little robots. They were originally designed by Robco before the Great War to act as media transmitters. Several different models exist. I believe there are 6 in total.
Of iBots?
Yeah, 6 different, like, variant models. Even though they all kind of look the same.
Pre-war?
Yeah.
Really?
There were. However, they're generally about the same. They're, like, spherical. They've got... these little pokey bits that come out the back.
Speaking of that,
yeah.
Keep going. There's all a right. Dude on Instagram I want to shout out. I got to find him.
Cool. They, in the post-war, are mostly used by the Enclave, especially in Fallout 3 because, you know, that's where the Enclave matters. And they're used as propaganda bots, and they broadcast John Henry Eden. Initially, they're all friendly to you in the game, but... after some questing, you can make some choices, and they become hostile to you. Also, if you shoot them, they activate their self-defense protocols and try to shoot back. Something that's really interesting about iBots is that they are stupidly accurate, so the likelihood of them missing is extremely small, and almost always do they hit, and they can hit at pretty astounding distances. But one of my favorite things about iBots is in Fallout 4, when you have a robotics expert, you can just straight up just walk up and turn them off.
Yeah.
You
do that with every robot.
You do that with every robot. But, like, I think it's fun because I'm pretty sure in Fallout 4 they just kind of, like, clunk to the ground. In Fallout 3 they just stop. They just, like, start hovering right there.
Yeah.
So I like this. Just like, oh, I'm turned off now. Bonk.
There's a dude on Instagram. His name is Brazen and Bold. If for some reason you hear this, my man, you are more than welcome on the show because I'd love to buy an iBot kit off of you. Look at this.
Holy shit.
Look at that.
He made that?
Yeah, I'm going to send these to you. Put the when you edit the episode.
Yeah.
Put these in there so people can see. Dude, more than welcome on the show. I want one. I went on his Etsy. A full one, I think, was like $1,100.
Yeah, it definitely looks like it.
But, like, if I could get just the resin casts and glue it and, like, put everything together, I'd pay, like, $100-$200 for it. Like, yeah. I would pay money for the kit. There's no... Look at that.
It looks incredible.
Look at that. It's insane.
Is there, like, electronics and stuff inside that it actually works?
I wouldn't want it. I would want it...
You just want it as, like, a sculpture.
That I could hang it and, like, bob it around in my room and it would be like, beep, boop, beep.
Yeah.
I'm sending it to you now.
Cool.
Dude, insane. I was going to message him and be like, I would love to buy one. It probably takes a ton of time to make,
though. Oh, yeah. Like, the amount of work that he put on, at least in the paint job, like, that's insane. It looks great. Yeah.
No, the paint job is one thing, but, like, the molding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely really, really fucking cool.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, do you ever wear the iBot helmet in-game?
The iBot helmet, it's easily outclassed by other stuff.
Yeah, I remember finding it in 3. I'm 94.3% sure it's at the top of the Washington Monument. And then in 4, whenever you wear it, it like...
Yeah.
On your face, which I'm not... I mean, it's alright, but...
It's kind of cool.
I like in 3 how it had like the slits.
Yeah. But. So it's definitely pretty cool. Anything that you'd like to say about these beautiful iBot boys?
I wish that I could have one as like a pet.
Yeah, because like in Fallout 4, you can make the, if you have Automaton, you can make the like iBot spawner.
Can you?
Yeah, and it kind of acts like the thing where you could tell Dog Meat to go find ammo, where you just spawn an iBot and it goes and like will find you ammo or it'll find you food or something. But like, it's not the same. It's not like having a companion because they just kind of go off and do their thing and then bring it back.
Can you make an iBot in 4?
No, you can only make the iBot spawner. The closest That's thing would so be dumb. To make a Mr. Handy with no attachments on it. And then you just get Codsworth just being extra useless. Yeah. Like, I personally like in Fallout 4 just taking Codsworth and just putting like tank treads on him. Because he's like, I've got some roast beef, sir. And he's just mowing down just, like crowds of ghouls.
Yeah, I Automatron wasn't big for me.
I really liked Automatron. Really? It's probably my favorite DLC in 4. Really? But that's because I didn't finish Nuka World like a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. One and I literally have no excuse.
The best quests for lore in a fucking game, in a Fallout game ever, and you just haven't.
And I just haven't beat it because I'm useless.
Well, at least you're saying it.
Yeah.
Like, what did you mean by that before?
What?
Like, really?
What? Stop fucking with me. Dude. Other than that, there's some interesting little tidbits about iBots. At least we're going off the Fallout 3 iBots. So you can get some, like, different random encounters where, there's one that has, two Wastelanders that are conversing over an iBot, and one of them saying, I bet it's spying on us. It's like some Patriot Act kind of shit. So that one's kind of neat. Also, in Fallout 3, the iBots aren't, like, evenly scaled in terms of their power. Like, some of them are super boosted. Like, there's some that are outside of the Super Duper Mart that can just one-shot raiders.
Really?
But there are others that you just, like, look at them funny and they explode. So.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of weird.
Hold on. Speaking of random encounters, did you find in 76 there's two, what are they, two Mr. Handys that constantly ask each other questions?
No.
I think it's supposed to be two Alexas talking to each other. Like, that's what it's supposed to do. Did she go off?
No.
Damn.
She wasn't listening. Not today, Jeff Bezos.
it's supposed to be like, I think, I found it with special guest Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I heard about this. And I was like, oh,
what? That's really cool, though.
Yeah, because you just find them and they're like, how big is this? And then it's like, what do you mean? It's this big. How big is that? And it's like, just goes back and forth.
Like two clever bots talking to each other.
Yeah. Wow, clever bot.
Yeah, remember that?
Do you ever read the Ben story?
No.
The
creepypasta?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the thing that's like, the
he's rotted. Running fucking well.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a,
friend of the show, Steven, he showed that to me. I was a freshman in high school. And like,
did it like scare the shit out of you?
It scared the fucking shit out of, dude. I had just bought like in eighth grade. I had bought a 64 because I never had one.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, here's Majora's Mask. Play the fuck out of it. And like, it scared me to the point where I was like, you can have your fucking game back. And like, when my mom came to get me, I was like, bring that game. I was like, I don't want it in the house. Yeah. I remember texting somebody and I was like, I'm really scared right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know. These are a bit more freeform.
Wait, where was I coming from that?
What the fuck did I even mean when I said that?
It's only funny when I do it.
I'm sorry, I was trying to get it on the funny. The funny haha. Anyway, let's talk about the holiday season.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, I know. Let's do Bah Humbug 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I had a decent Christmas.
Did you? How was it?
Yeah, it was good. There was good family, good food. I got to sleep a lot, which was like the highlight.
I barely got to sleep.
Yeah, that sucks to be you.
Yeah.
How was your festivities? All right.
I said it last week and I'll say it again. Christmas is a time where everybody comes together and there's so much, I didn't say this exactly, but there's so much expectation on making it perfect. That when one thing goes wrong, you're like, fuck, Christmas is shot.
Yeah. I usually don't feel that kind of pressure.
I don't like that. And like I said last week, I don't like that it's... Like, I met a cousin, right?
Yeah.
And he's not like a cousin. He's like a cousin by marriage type of cousin. And I never met him, and I shook his hand. And he was like, hey, man, good to meet you. And he, like, said my name, like, three times. And I was like, okay, you're doing that committing it to memory thing. And he would, like, chime in whenever we were talking. And I'm like, dude, this isn't, like, a chance to network.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a chance to meet family and interact with family. He's like, why are you trying to network with me?
Yeah, like, what are you trying to sell me, dude?
Yeah, he's like, let me get your LinkedIn. Like, he didn't say that, but like, that's what I was waiting for. Like, he's like, is that a profitable business? Like, I was telling him what I do for work. He's like, is that profitable? I'm like, and I hate when people ask that question because it's such a stupid question because anything's profitable if you do it right.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So... I was just like, dude, just eat the fucking sauce. Like,
just eat the food and shut up.
Shut the fuck up and eat. Nah, like, don't get me wrong. I like food. And the food that we had was good. My cousin made this recipe for sauce.
Yeah.
That was, it was her mom's recipe. And I was sitting there going, like, this is fucking good. It was clam sauce. You remember clam sauce? It's make like a tomato sauce.
Yeah.
But you put clams in it. I've never had clams before. Huh. I think I'm just telling you this, that I've never had clams.
Yeah, and I thought that was crazy.
So I had clams.
Yeah.
And it was made in a sauce. And she was like telling me, she was like, I'll give you the recipe. Because I don't know about you, but do you like sauce thick or do you like it like watery, like silky?
I feel like it depends on the accompanying pasta.
I love, like if it's a tomato sauce, I want it thick. Yeah, I want big chunks of onion. Like, oh my God.
I like a medium, like, girth sauce. Like, I don't like my sauce too thick, but I don't want it to be watery. But, like, if it's, like a cheesy sauce, like, I want that to be, like, you turn the cup upside down, it's like a blizzard.
Oh, like a blizzard, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, like, if it's an Alfredo.
Yeah, like an Alfredo. Hell, yeah. I need a thick Alfredo.
If it's, like, a tomato sauce, no, I want that thick. I think, like... If I have a watery sauce, I might as well just fucking have spaghetti with water.
Yeah.
Like, right? And then put ketchup in that. Like,
gross.
Yeah. I don't know. I was in New York, so all the bread was great. Dude, I shit you not. We woke up Christmas morning and I was like, all right, I'm just going to eat cookies till I can't eat cookies anymore. And I must have had like a dozen and a half cookies. And then my cousin broke the bread out and the cold fish.
It wasn't lox?
Ooh, no, it wasn't lox. It was like shrimp and like galamad and shit that was like all cold from the night before. So I'm sitting there and I'm fucking chowing down on like cold shrimp. And then like she broke the bread out and she had like these roasted peppers.
That sounds so good.
And these olives. And these stuffed bell peppers.
Ooh.
And I'm sitting there fucking... I ate a loaf of bread myself.
I believe it.
I love bread, dude. I don't know. Like there's some things that I look at. Like I look at a pair of shoes that I love. And I'm like, why did we ever make another pair of this? We should have stopped right here.
Yeah.
Like the Jordan line. Like, and this isn't the sneaker fucking podcast, but there's like 35 of them now.
Yeah.
They got to the fourth one and they should have stopped. They were like, this is peak evolution. And, like, we got to bread, and they should have been like, why the fuck does anything else matter?
I mean, I see what you're saying, but, like...
From a minimalist standpoint,
you don't need anything else.
I don't need anything else. I need a fucking a chicken breast and some bread, and I am ready to rock and roll.
But at the same time, like, when I was in Europe, I had so many different kinds of breads and pastries, and I was so privileged to do that, because, like, it's crazy how you can make bread in different ways.
Right?
Because it's so fucking good.
And you change, and, like, two things.
Yeah. Or you add a little bit more of something else, and then it becomes this, like, really delicate pastry dough.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
See, dude. Pastries don't do anything for me.
I love pastries. I love pastries.
Why?
Because it's bread, and you have the choice of it being a savory or sweet pastry. And I like sweet shit. But, like, if you hand me... You hand me, like, a meaty-ass pastry.
A meaty pastry.
What the
fuck's a meaty pastry?
Like, I don't know. Like, there was one that had... That was just, like, a ground beef, and it was, like, spiced beef.
Ooh, jeez. Like a Hot Pocket, but...
Kind of like a Hot Pocket, but made with good ingredients.
Not white trash.
Yeah. It was like a Hot Pocket, but made with good ingredients, and it was so fucking good. Almost, like, every day to walk into class, I would get this one meat pastry, and it was so fucking good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're gonna fucking judge me for this one, but I think like pastries are just like a little too feminine.
Nah, you don't even know, dude. You need to immerse yourself in a pastry world.
I've watched enough of the Great British Baking Show. All right.
The Great British Baking Show is great.
I fucking did not ever think I would like that shit. Ever. Like, I don't think there's ever been an episode where they made soft pretzels.
Huh.
And like that's some shit that I'd be is that pastry?
Easy?
It's yeah. Baking. No. Oh my god, no. Because you have to like boil them in salt and like baking soda and water. It's insane. Huh. The process of making a pretzel.
I don't know the process.
You know where pretzels came from?
They're of European descent.
Monks. It really? Was something I think if this I could be wrong, I'm not a Wikipedia page about pretzels, but I'm pretty sure it was monks would make them for kids that were like, I guess of the monastery. And if they learned all their prayers by the end of the week, they were given pretzels.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and it was something that they would do, I think, with, like, leftover scraps. And, like, the way you fold and cross over a pretzel has something to do with, like, something religious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, a candy cane has some, like, other religious meaning.
Huh. I'd never heard of that either.
Yeah. I used to watch the Food Network a lot as a kid. So they would always be like, this week on the holiday fucking bleh. We're going to learn about fucking Rob Schneider. And it's just like, all right, whatever.
What was Rob Schneider doing on the Food Network?
That voice always reminds me of, Rob Schneider is a Karen. Like, did you ever see that?
Yeah, this is the South Park
skit. Yeah. But no, it was, I don't know. I said all I had to say about Christmas.
Yeah, I was kind of more fun trying to make that into a segue about New Year's. And how it sucks more than Christmas.
You really think so?
Yeah, I think
you
so.
You genuinely think New Year's sucks more than Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, you tell me why, and then I'll tell you why you're wrong.
So, the thing about Christmas, at least for me, in my experiences, are that Christmas is, like, a time of togetherness and family,
uh-huh.
Where New Year's is just, like, lying to yourself that next year's going to be better.
And Christmas isn't?
No, not for me.
Okay, so New Year's is you lying to yourself saying that next year is going to be different. Christmas is you lying to yourself saying, this year was great.
See, we've never been like that, though. Like... Yeah, there's some good aspects, but, like,
Did you visit family on Christmas who you cannot stand? Did you see family members on Christmas who you cannot stand?
No.
I did not see a single person where you sat there and went, you are a fucking emotional vampire, and by you walking away, I am now 35% more tired than I was when I first saw you.
I mean, by the end of the day, I felt like
No,
that.
Answer my question. Don't negate my question. Did you see people who you did not – who you could not stand?
No.
I find that very hard to believe.
Because I don't – Like, I get along with all my family.
Do you get along with your family because you feel like you have to, or do you get along with your family because you get along with your family?
I don't know. I honestly can't, I just don't know. Like, I've never had, like, really, I've never had beef within my family. Like, my family's decent.
I don't know. I just...
Like, I know that there are people that are like that in this world. But none of them are my family.
See, I find that so hard to believe. Your family's comprised... Let's just say your family...
Like, we're not perfect.
...is 200 people. You're going to tell me out of 200... And you see most of your family on Christmas, do you not?
Not really.
You're going to tell me you don't see most of your family on Christmas.
I mean, not 200 people.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Out of 200 people, let's say 150 of them live here.
Not in the slightest.
Really?
Yeah. Most of my family is in Ireland.
No, they don't count. That's not family. Like, it's family by name, but it's not family.
I guess.
If you don't see these people regularly, they're not family. Like, see, I didn't meet a lot of my family until I was 18. I was 18, 19 years old. That's not my family. You're not my uncle. You're my uncle because you're my dad's brother. You're not my uncle. I didn't grow up around you.
I guess.
Like, that's like saying, that would be like me saying your dad's my uncle. Your dad would be more of my uncle than my uncle is because I've been around your dad longer than my uncle.
I suppose you're right. But like, yeah, there's people that are like a little exhausting to be around, but like, I don't have beef with them. You know what I'm saying?
No, neither do I. They're just not my family. Simple as that.
Mm.
You're my family, air quotes, you're my family, but who am I going to call if I need something? Not you. I met you a week ago.
Yeah, like, the people that, like, are, how you would say, like, not my family or people that I can't stand to be around don't really live around here anymore.
Well, I don't know what to tell you then.
Yeah.
Because it's like
my local family, like, I'm super tight with.
See, but none of my family lives here. I have to drive to see family.
So that's, like, a big pain in the ass. It's a whole ordeal
for me. Not even that. But it's like, why do I always got to come see you? Why don't you see me?
I can see how that can be frustrating. Yeah.
Like, and on top of that, that's why I like New Year's. I don't have to hang out with my family on New Year's.
Just go hang out with your friends.
I go hang out with my friends. And you know what? If my friends do some fuck shit, guess what? They ain't my friends anymore. But if my family does some fuck shit, I got to see you at the reunion. I got to lie to your wife and tell your wife that the fucking lasagna she made is good. Like, you know what I mean? My friend makes some fuck-ass lasagna. Yo, fucking go back to culinary school. This is garbage. Get the fuck out of here with this whack shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, why are we lying to ourselves? Why are we lying to ourselves? Why do we... Like, and this is something I wanted to bring up. I think we should do a segment once a month next year called Let's Fucking Talk About It, where we sit here and people message us their problems and we talk about problems. Because you know what the number one fucking problem with youth is in America? The number one fucking problem? We have to put on for each other. I have to sit here and put up a picture of this and that, and I did this and that, and I went to school and got a this GPA, and I got this and that, and I'm going to buy a Porsche, and it's going to be a BMW, and I'm going to get a new fucking pair of sneakers and a new pair of jeans and a belt that's $300.
That's a whole lot of talk.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, who gives a
like,
shit?
Like, why? Like, and I was listening to the church of what's happening, and Joe Diaz is going, why is everybody got to be cool? He's going, why is everybody trying to be cool? He goes, you're either cool or you're not cool. That's it. You're a fucking winner or you're a dork.
I'm fine with being a dork.
No, and that's, and if you're, then guess what? If you're fine with being that, you're cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, and he's saying, like, he's a big pot smoker and he's going, I go out and I start smoking weed with these people. They put a fucking filter in the joint. You're fucking tear a match. He's going, tear the matchbook. Who the fuck's tearing a matchbook? He's going, like, when did smoking weed become a thing? Like, not that I'm sitting here saying, like, fucking 420 blaze it, but like, why does everything have to have extra steps? Why does everything have to be a fucking situation? Like, why does everything have to be a problem? That's what's so great about New Year's. You know what everyone does on New Year's? You know what everybody does on New Year's? They fucking drink until they can't see. And we all come together and agree with each other. We're getting fucked up tonight.
I guess you're right.
And you know what? Everybody knows that New Year's sucks. Everybody knows it. It's one of the few times that we're real with ourselves. How many New Year's parties have you had or been to where you're like, this is the time of my life. Oh my God, these are all my friends. We're going to be together forever.
Like none?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know that going into it.
Yeah, it's like a no strings attached moment, I guess.
When you go into a New Year's party and you know I'm going to get obliterated, the people you're around when you're drunk are your best friends because you're drunk as fuck. Hot Pockets taste good when you're drunk.
No, they still don't taste good when you're drunk. They're marginally better if you're high.
But, like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's the one time where we come together as a collective.
And just all fuck off.
And say, this is terrible. And, like, I love my favorite thing. Every New Year's at midnight, the first thing I do is I tweet New Year, New Me.
Like, it's ironic.
I tweet New Year, New Me, and then I set up, and then I tweet out, Coney 2012, we're getting them this year. Like, why are we lying to ourselves, dude? Why are we lying to ourselves?
I don't know. I guess I've never seen it like that. But I can...
I like to sit back and watch people. Like, that's my favorite part about going to the mall.
Yeah?
Is, like, I'll just sit back and be like, all right, homeboy over there, he's, he's trying to impress that girl. And you can tell from the way they're walking that they've only been together a few weeks, maybe a month tops.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Like, I love watching people.
I like people watching too. I do it at school all the time.
Yeah, but do you just watch them for sport, or do you watch them for like, are you trying to like, I'll sit there and make a whole fuck, I'll make lore. I'll be like, this girl, she's wearing a choker, she's got 49 piercings in her ear, her dad left when she was 6. Like, I'll make shit up. Like, I'll sit there and see, like, a young Asian couple. Like, not that there's anything wrong with being Asian, just trying to paint a picture in your mind. I'll see a young Asian couple and be like, oh, how cute. Like, it's just them against the world. They're it doesn't just matter perfect. That they're Asian. Doesn't matter they're Asian. Just, like, I'm trying, like I said, paint a picture. And I'm just like, oh, look at them. Them against the world. Young love, right? Oh, my God. He's 19. She's 21. He likes more. Like, it's just, I don't know, dude. We put too much importance on dumb stuff. And I'm the first person to tell you that I'll put import. We went to go see fucking Pulp Fiction at the drive-in, and I was like, we have to get White Castle so when they eat burgers, we can eat burgers. Like, that was fucking dumb.
But it was really so dumb, though.
No, but it was cool because it was an adventure.
Yeah.
But like,
it was a story. We have a story to tell.
No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But you know what? We have a story about it, not a fucking picture.
Yeah. You know what? Let's make 2019 the year that we make some fucking good stories.
I was just going to say, make 2019 the year of adventure. Make it the year of you go out and you do something for the story.
Did the McElroys pick their 2019 title yet?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I didn't know they had a 2018 one.
They make a title for the year every year.
What was the title of 18?
Was Collaborate Teen, Let's Come Together.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Wow, I've been listening to them for a year?
Yeah, I've been listening to them for two, maybe three at this point.
Well, no, I don't know, dude. I just think it's so silly. Like, New Year's is so dumb. Like, oh, let's watch the ball drop. Oh, my God, the ball drop.
See, like, I love hearing things that are like, I love the New Year, New Me. I love that shit.
I think New Year, it's New so Me funny. Is so funny.
It's so funny.
I think it's so fucking funny. Like, New Year, like what has changed? Like, we're closer to 2018 than we were to 2019, let's be honest, because it takes 3 months for the year to start. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, once the ball's rolling.
When the millennia will change, or not the millennia, when the decade, or... Yeah, the decade will change.
Yeah.
Like, people talk about, like, oh, that 2000s aesthetic, like, right now is popping, and the 70s are coming back. I'm calling it now. 70s
are coming back. I hope the 70s are coming back.
They're coming back, dude. Everything's corduroy. Everything's corduroy and high-waisted. So, 70s are coming back.
No, you're right.
Yeah. My sister went to Old Navy, and she's like, look at this corduroy shirt. And I was like, 70s are coming back. What was I saying? Help me out here. You hear me floundering?
I hear you floundering.
Help me.
70s are coming back. New Year, New Me. It's a crock of shit. Date changes.
So, like, that 2000s aesthetic. 2000, 2001, and 2002, and parts of 2003.
We're still the 90s.
We're still the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, nothing had changed. Then you hit the 2000s, and you get the fucking tiny little glasses, and you get the big silver puffy coats.
The haircuts that are real short.
Yeah. Like... And, like, I really only feel like the I guess we're out of the aughts, so I guess the tens? The teens. Whatever. Like, that only started to really crop up, like, the past few years. So what's gonna... Like, I really fucking hope the 20s is, like, the 20s of yore, and jazz makes a huge comeback.
If jazz makes a comeback, that'd be amazing. I'd love that shit.
That'd be so great.
I wonder if this is gonna be, like, a new wave of jazz.
New wave jazz?
New wave jazz.
I don't know, man. It's
all right, that's our next podcast. We're calling New Wave Jazz.
I feel like a lot of these podcasts at one point devolved to me going, I don't know, man. I just because I edit these 90% of the time. So I just I don't know, man. I just exactly. I don't know. You want to say anything?
I want to
keep us rocking a little longer. I mean, we got a couple minutes.
Yeah, I mean, like, I want to wish our fans a happy new year.
Oh, yeah, guys. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
New year, new you.
New year, new you. I mean, for us, we're still going to stay the same old Atomic Radio Hour podcast.
I'm going to get a new host.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting upgraded, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I'm getting...
Because, like, what did you mean by that?
Listen.
No, what did you mean by that? Why were you so condescending when you said it? Like, why do you hate me?
You can't treat me like I'm Garrett.
I can treat you however I please. Why did you say it like that? Like, you know I'm sensitive.
You're sensitive.
I'm sensitive. You bet. You probably didn't even cry during Toy Story 3.
You're right, I didn't, because it's not as good as the other ones.
You're fucking wrong. It's Toy Story 1, Toy Story 3, Toy Story 2. Toy Story 2 is fucking ass in comparison to the other twos.
It's a linear curve of going down.
You're fucking wrong.
Toy Story 1 is the best.
You're wrong.
It's 1, 2, 3 in terms of quality.
No fucking way. You're going to tell me that fucking story of, I'm Jesse and I lost my owner and the owner happened to be Andy's mom, kind of, and then I'm going to be fucking owned by a guy with Cheeto fingers. That's a good story.
Yes.
How?
I don't fucking know. I just think it's better.
You know what? You know why Toy Story 3 is the best fucking, the second best toy, probably the best Toy Story, I'll fucking say it, out of all of them? Because it's the only Disney movie that nostalgia baited the right way. The only one.
What do you mean?
Toy Story 1 comes out in 99, right? First full CG movie. Huge. Everybody sees it. Right?
Yeah.
Toy Story 2 comes out in like 2002, right? The sequel to the first ever. It's okay. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a good movie.
The next movie doesn't come out until like 2013. Like 15? No. It was before I graduated.
So like 2013.
Yeah, 2012, 2013. Huh. Everybody, excuse me. Everybody who saw the first one is going off to college. Everybody grew up with Toy Story. Everybody played the Toy Story games. Huh. What if we incorporate Andy going to college and getting rid of the toys in some manner? Huh. Let's do that. Every other movie,
that's what all the kids are doing.
Yeah.
Right? What did every other movie that nostalgia bait do?
Kind of sweet fuck
all. What did Star Wars do? Star Wars didn't tap into the audience. Star Wars just said, let's just make episode 4 again. But with girl and black guy.
Yeah, you're right with that. You're very right with that.
What did...
It wasn't... The Force Awakens was not revolutionary.
What did fucking the female Ghostbusters do?
I actually didn't see it.
You know what they did? What
they did?
They put the three original Ghostbusters in the movie, and like one's a cab driver, and the other two I don't remember. And it's like, well, don't get me wrong. I think Ghostbusters is fucking overrated. Yeah. I think the original is so overrated. I saw it at the drive-in. So overrated. And I had never seen them before, and I was like, I'm gonna genuinely watch this and reflect upon it.
Yeah.
And like, there's one funny scene.
Really?
And he's like, it's true. This man has no nuts. And I was like, haha. Like, it's not. I don't think it's great.
See, like, I don't know. It's one of those movies that I had, like, seen growing up. So, like, I associate it with, like, being with my family and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I guess it's nostalgia.
Well, exactly. I didn't grow up with it. Like, I didn't grow up with Indiana Jones.
I actually played the Lego Indiana Jones before I saw the movies.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I was a Star Wars. I played all the Star Wars Lego games before I...
Really?
I had seen parts of...
See, like,
six and
my
seven,
dad
or no,
was super into Star Wars.
Six.
So, like, I grew up with Star Wars. Like, that was my
thing.
Yeah,
no, my parents didn't. My parents, it wasn't... They saw the first one, and they were like, all right, I don't have to see another one.
Really?
Yeah, I saw like, Planet of the Apes versus Star Wars.
Like, I can't imagine a world where Star Wars isn't a part of my life because of, like, it was my dad's thing.
No, but like I said before, like, Star Wars is cool, but, like, it's a fucking space...
It's a space opera. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just... It's cool. Like I said, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
You don't.
But, like, there's a lot of things... Like... Why did they make a Rampage movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Wait, they did that?
Yeah, exactly.
When did they do that?
Like, recently. Like, 6 to 8 months ago.
Really?
And you know what I hate? I fucking don't like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
See, I don't mind him. And he's alright.
He plays the same character every movie.
Which is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dude, like, he's in... I didn't see Rampage, but, like, I was listening to a review of it on a podcast. And they're like, there's no way I believe him to be a zoologist. He's 6'5", weighs 400 pounds, and can bench a smart car. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is not a zoologist. A zoologist lives with his mother till he's 30. Like, he's like, that dude's out slaying puss left and right. Like, that's not what you think of when you think of zoologist. Like, what do you think of a zoologist? He's a little overweight, not a lot, just a little bit.
I don't know.
Someone, he's been with the same girl since high school.
Someone outdoorsy. Someone who has probably... If he's a guy, he's a female best friend. And, like, there's always that little
there's
bit
always
of
tension.
That little bit of tension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking writing a sitcom.
Yeah. If it's a girl, then she has, like, three cats.
Hold on. Wait a second. What would the sitcom...
Ferret.
Always the wild card. Yeah. Always. What would the sitcom be
what would it be called about to this summer on CBS, Terry, or Garrett, the zookeeper, and his mischievous gal pal, Tracy, come together in...
What show? What's the name of the show? Life's a Zoo? Or is that too on the nose?
That's a little bit on the nose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something clever.
And, like, they have a boss. And they, oh, wait, we're writing Mighty Boosh. But, like, I don't know. I just think that'd be a really cool show. No, but it's nostalgia baiting. And nothing does... Like, I didn't see The Incredibles 2.
I did. The Incredibles was one of my favorite movies growing up.
Really?
Yeah. I liked The Incredibles 2. I want to go back and rewatch it again now that, like, it's out of theaters and, like, the hype's gone. And just, like, kind of really take a look at it. But I liked it. It was a good movie.
My number one thing is they said, I think it was John Lasseter, I could be wrong, said that when they made The Incredibles 1, they had... There's a lot of little detail in The Incredibles that, like, nobody picked up on because you had to be, like, a 60s and 70s comic book. Like, not just...
Like, aficionado.
Like, you had to be balls deep in that lore of like the 60s and the 70s on the like there's a whole on the DVD there's a whole TV episode that parodies Clutch Cargo. You know what that is?
No, I don't.
You know when this is a deep fucking pick.
Deep lore?
Deep, yeah. You know in Pulp Fiction when Bruce Willis and his girlfriend are at the hotel and she's like, I want blueberry pancakes and a pot belly.
Yes.
The TV show she's watching is still images with mouths that are, like, cut out.
No, that's when Bruce Willis is a kid.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Well, then it's on TV with the girlfriend.
It's on again?
Yeah. It's Tarantino. He probably did it on purpose. It probably signifies how things don't change or something.
Yeah.
Because
I know that he's watching... It's like an Eskimo thing.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it is then. I don't know. Maybe she's watching a war movie. Either way, that's Clutch Cargo.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the cheapest made show ever, and all they did was they filmed the mouths and put the mouths on the characters so they didn't have to animate mouth moving. And, like, if the characters ever moved, they didn't do, like, 24 frames a second. They just went with the sheet and moved
it. They just straight up moved it.
They moved it, and they're like, here's a car, vroom. Like, yeah.
Jeez.
It's one of the cheapest, like, the original Space Ghost... is one of the cheapest fucking shows.
Space Ghost is so funny, though.
No, the Coast to Coast.
Oh,
I'm talking the original.
The original Space Ghost.
The original. And that, like, what they did with Coast to Coast is they would take the original cells and, like, chop them up.
Yeah.
Which is fucking, oh, that show's brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. But, no movie did nostalgia bait better than fucking Toy Story 3.
You win. You win on that one.
Like, did you see the new Jurassic Park? Not the second one of Jurassic World, Jurassic World 1.
Jurassic World 1. Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought they did that decent.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know what else is kind of lame, but everybody grew up with, so it's awesome?
Jurassic Park.
Don't get me wrong. Jurassic Park is really cool.
Yeah.
But, like, you have to realize that it's kind of fucking lame. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Cool as fuck. Pretty fucking lame.
I mean, like,
if you were a grown-ass man, if you were right now, and you just found out about the Ninja Turtles, and you're like, I fucking love Raphael, people would look at you like, you're 20 how old?
Like, kind of like bronies.
I'm not fucking stirring that pot.
But, like, not in a bad way. It's just that you're passionate about something that's, like, something that's targeted to someone that's younger.
No, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm saying that, like, if you were to get, like, Transformers are really fucking cool.
But it's targeted for kids to sell toys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I like the Transformers, but I didn't grow up with the Transformers.
Nor did I.
But, like, fucking Soundwave from the 80s is a boombox that's really tight.
That's pretty cool.
And his cassettes that pop out of his chest are pterodactyls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fuck you. That's so tight. But guess what? Kind of lame.
I don't know. I think that's still pretty fucking rad.
No, it is. It's totally rad. But guess what? It's kind of lame. Like, name anything. Fallout. Fucking amazing. Kind of lame. Like,
why is it kind of lame?
Because anything that I like... Like, name something that you like that I obviously do not like.
Is it that you don't like it because you don't know about it?
Just say something.
Okami.
Okay. That game's great. It's absolutely great.
It's my favorite game ever.
It's a wonderful storytelling game. It's got a great gimmick of drawing. The graphics for the time, even the updated version, is beautiful, right? It's kind of fucking lame.
But why?
Because it has a lot to do with what you grew up with.
Me as an adult.
I played it for the first time in high school, though.
Really?
Yeah.
But I still feel like that's, like, the end of, like, have you really discovered any new music since you graduated?
Not really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, there's, and that's something that, like, I realized the other day, and I was like, wow, life is terrible. Because, like, I have not heard an album that, like, I'm still listening to this shit I was listening to my senior year.
I don't know, maybe, I found, like, one or two artists.
I'll find shit. Like, I found Mac DeMarco, and I didn't listen to him when everyone else was. And there was a good, like, few weeks where I listened to nothing. Dude, I listened to nothing but Sidney Gish for, like, a month.
Wow, really?
For, like, a month. I was listening.
But I did the same thing with Mick Jenkins this year.
Yeah, but, like, are you going to be listening to how this year?
Yeah.
When did you find out about Mick?
Like, I knew he existed, like, last year.
Yeah.
But like, this year, I've been listening to The Waters for, like,
have
three
months.
Have
you only been listening to The Waters?
Have you
For the most part, yeah. Exactly.
Won't.
I'm not saying you won't, but I doubt you'll listen to THC.
Yeah.
I listened to the two. I can't even remember the one Sidney Gish album. There was No Dogs Allowed. And I can't remember the other one. It had presumably Dead Arm on it. I can't think of it. And her music is phenomenal. Death Grips. I didn't get into Death Grips till after high school. I love Death Grips. I don't follow them.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
have we already cemented our music taste?
I think so. And, like, I was reading something.
Have we peaked?
I peaked when I was fucking 12.
I don't think I've peaked yet.
No?
No, I don't feel like I've peaked.
I don't think peaking is a thing. I don't think peaking is a thing until you hit, like, man menopause.
Menopause.
That's
yeah.
Like a thing.
Yeah.
I really don't think that you really. I don't believe in peaking. I really don't.
I don't know.
I believe in being a Renaissance man and just constantly reinventing yourself in some manner.
See, I love that. I love that.
It's like to say that you peaked or to say
it's to admit defeat in your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
huh.
New year, new me.
Yeah, new year, new me.
Like,
you can peak once every year as long as
exactly,
you reinvent yourself.
Exactly. You don't, like, if anything, don't peak plateau.
Yeah, stay great.
Yeah. And if you dip a little bit, you come right back.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you peaked. I don't know. I just fucking. See, every time. I don't know, man. I just fucking, like, every time. Every time. So what do you think about doing the Let's Talk About It segment?
I think it's worth giving it a shot.
I think so.
I think this was our first Let's Talk About It.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Last week was kind of like one, too.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it'd be interesting. You send us your grievances, and we'll talk about them.
Yeah.
And in no way.
And we're not really qualified.
No.
But, like, we'll just give you our thoughts.
I'm barely qualified at talking to a microphone.
I mean, you got a mouth.
That's all you need, I guess. Yeah. All you need is a mouth for a couple other things. Like eating.
Yeah, of course. And if you don't have a nose, you need one to breathe.
Yeah. Imagine being born without a nose.
I mean, it'd probably suck.
Wow, imagine. Did you ever see that picture of the baby who was born without a nose?
Yeah, wasn't his name Frank or something?
Oh, no. Don't do that to baby Frank. Oh, speaking of baby Frank, we got to thank everybody for coming on and watching the stream.
Yeah, thanks for coming out to the stream.
I think it's gone forever.
Yeah, we thought that Twitch recorded it, but it might not have been recorded.
Nope, I really wanted to watch it back.
We'll do it again.
Yeah, I just wanted to see it because I've never watched a Twitch stream.
Like in the past?
Yeah, so I wanted to see if like the comments come up with it.
Oh, yeah.
But I also wanted to see our timing.
Oh, for when, yeah.
Like,
there was a decent delay because the internet here
no,
sucks.
No, not even that. Like, this is going to make me sound pretentious. My comedic timing.
Oh.
For, like, the writer in me was like, I need to know how far we were, like, fucking with each other.
Yeah.
Because there was a few times where I didn't know. I also wanted to hear him yell about vegan pizza because we were talking about Domino's.
Yeah.
But, like, I thought there was like, I wanted to hear that. I wanted to be able to anticipate a natural and then write that for the show for Nuclear Family.
Oh, yeah.
But,
speaking of that, thank you so much for our Christmas episode.
Oh, dude.
It was so freaking good.
I was very sick.
You were very sick.
I was very sick when I made that. I did that all in a day.
It was good, though.
Thank you.
I thought it was really, really well done.
I had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun screaming about having a scrotum stapled to my forehead and my chin.
I mean,
there was
sometimes it'd be like that.
I don't know, dude. It was a good time.
It was a good time. You know what else is a good time?
Keeping the show going.
Keeping the show going? Cool.
No, I wanted to see how long I can keep you.
Yeah.
Keep you going. Because I saw you kept checking the time. And I'm picking up on you doing it. I'm going, that's right, fucking Gimpy. We're keeping it running. Keep that run time. I know I said half hour. It's fucking a quarter till an hour. In like 10 seconds. No. Few more seconds. With editing, it'll be like 46. But
You want to say anything?
Do you want to talk about our intro music? Because I did the lore.
I don't know. I don't know it like you know it. I don't say it every week.
All right, fine. But all right, I need a good segue.
Oh, wait, we should do it at the same time.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, okay, hold on. This is how we're going to do it.
All right.
So, Shane Ivers, isn't he a good man?
Shane Ivers, he's a great man.
He's the best man.
He also made our intro music.
And if you'd like to get it, you can get it at
SilvermanSounds.com/freemusic/
Feather Duster.
And if you want to follow us at the show, you can find us at...
We didn't do that the way I wanted to do it.
We didn't do it?
I wanted to do it like a hive mind.
Oh.
Where at the same time would have been like SilvermanSounds.com/... But I couldn't think of it.
Oh, whatever.
Where can they find you?
They can... I was talking about the show.
Where can they find the show? Tell them.
They can find the show at Atomic Radio Hour.
One more time?
At Atomic Radio Hour.
And for the back of the room, one more time?
At Atomic Radio Hour.
And what about yourself?
If you want to find me, you can find me on Twitter at Declan_Bean. Another time, Declan_Bean. And for the third, Declan_Bean.
Do it slower. Why do you do it so fast? Are you ashamed of your name? Are you running from yourself?
No. But where can they find you? Because I know you're running from yourself.
Say it slow.
No, I already said it three times.
Say it slow.
You can find me on Twitter.
If you want to find me, you can find me on Twitter at the_Buggins. Again, that's the_Buggins, all capitals, at the_Buggins.
How are the people that can, process with their fast brain? Can you say it fast, please?
You can find me on Twitter at the_Buggins, all capital. But what I'd really love for you to do is follow us on Discord. You can find our Discord link in the description. Remember when it was called the doobly-doo?
Yeah.
You can find it in the doobly-doo below. We're always in there. We're always talking about something. We're always posting about something. We're always doing a thing, having a laugh. Actually, when we were doing this, special guest Kyle messaged us, so, hey, buddy.
Yeah, sup, man?
Come
on the show again.
Come on the stream.
Come on the stream, guys.
Can you put the Twitch link in the bottom?
I can.
The thing? I don't know how often we're going to stream. It might be like, hey, I'm not doing anything and I can't sleep for another 2 hours or I'll fuck up my sleep schedule. I'm going to get on and doodle or some shit.
Yeah, like the other day I was making some music.
Yeah. Or just, I think hangout streams seem really cool.
Yeah, just like chill.
Just, they're super interesting to me.
Yeah.
Super
like, interesting. Friend of the show, Mrs. E, does some hangout streams all the time.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah.
There's I think it's just people who solely do hangout streams. I think it's really interesting because, like, you know mukbangs?
No,
it's not porn. I know what it sounds like. It's people will sit down with, like, a shit ton of, like, $130 worth of food and, like, go on YouTube and look up, like, sushi mukbang. And it's just they go to the grocery store and buy, like, grocery store sushi and just sit there and will eat on a live stream and talk with people. And, like, people will sit down and eat lunch and listen to them. And it's like sitting down and eating lunch with a person.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, so, like, a just talking stream to me is so interesting because it's, like, a place where I could sit. It's like this without you.
Oh, so okay. Great.
You know what I mean. Fuck you. I know. So it could be, like, I can sit down and talk to somebody and it's just I'm talking to chat.
That's kind of interesting.
And it's just like, hey guys, like I had a rough week. My girlfriend left, she took the dog. Oh, like
poor dog.
You know what I mean? Like I just think it's super neat. It's like we're so connected yet so divided with the internet.
And that's the magic of the internet. So
I think we talked about everything we have to talk about.
I think we talked about everything. We also already did our outro, even though we're still talking.
Yeah. This is like the post show.
It's the post game show. So we're going to hit you with that sweet, sweet content.
Or did you make any?
I will.
I was like, I've been working 9 hours a day.
Because
apparently I don't work hard enough on the fucking show.
Listen.
No, don't fucking give me that shit. I'm so fucking tired of hearing it from you.
And that's a wrap.
No, it's not.
Attention all residents of No, you know what? Fuck that. Attention all residents of Ron Goolman Estates. This is the new president, landlord, whatever the hell you want to call me, of what was formerly Tenpenny Tower is now Ron Goolman Estates. The way this is going to work is if you live here, you pay me rent. You work for me, and I get a commission of everything that goes on within my building. Now, if somewhere out in the wastes, you can hear this. I invite you to come down to Ron Gulman Estates, because not only is it the business opportunity of a lifetime, but it's a safe haven from the hell that is the Capital Wasteland. So again, if you'd like to be a part of the winning team, come on down to Ron Gulman Estates. And if you're part of Ron Gulman Attorney at Law Presents, Ron Gulman and Associates, Attorney at Law, I'm talking to you, big guy and Smokey. You're needed. And my building.
Atomic Radio Hour.